Let's get to a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Gabby's going to play. Gabby's in Painesville. Hey, Gabby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. We'll see if you can make it back to back losses.
Thanks for that Jen reminder, Tim.
During a round of Trump Tui, just in case anybody missed it. Just try
what was great is when Bailey won yesterday because he was in the studio for Redemption Week, he also kept saying back-to-back.
Oh, I'll grab that audio.
Dramatically like you did.
Perfect. It's great.
Yeah.
Back-to-back and back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah.
Cute kiddos talking about the,
New 7-Eleven.
That's right. She was ready.
All right,
she had
Gabby,
her mug.
Whenever, speaking of being ready, whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room. That's what starts the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Gabby.
All right.
Thank
you. She's leaving the room. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me, keeping track of the score. You know this by now. She's leaving the room. Anybody's first time hearing a round of Trump Tui. So Jen does not listen to, she does not participate, anything. She does. This is not for her. We'll bring her back in a few minutes. We're going to ask Gabby five questions. She's going to answer them to the best of her ability and give those answers before she hears the buzzer because there is a timer involved. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score. I will play a quick song so we can let Jen know it's time for her to come back into the studio and her to answer those five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you have won today's game. Let's begin with question one. So game five, round two for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They play tonight. They take on the Pistons. This game is in Detroit, and the seven-game series is tied at two. Which other Cleveland team, this one plays hockey, is also in the playoffs?
A Cleveland team? Lake Erie Monsters?
All right. Question number two. The World Cup is going to team up with Sesame Street characters integrated into Fox Sports World Game programming. So, for example, they have the special content that will include the countdown with Count Von Count analyzing statistics from the tournament and also trash talk with which green Sesame Street character?
Oscar the Grouch.
I can't wait to hear him break that down. Question number
three. Those are great names. Trash Talk, The Countdown.
They're great. Yeah, it was very well thought out. Kind of like our ice cream tour.
No, I was just going to say the opposite of this, your idea.
I tried. According to the votes, I have failed. Question number three. So far, we still have 22 hours to vote. All right. Question number three. Katy Perry playfully reacted to the news that her ex-boyfriend Josh Groban recently got engaged. The pop star actually posted a TikTok featuring her 2011 hit, which she previously confirmed was inspired by Josh Groban. My question to you, what is the name of that 2011 Katy Perry song?
Teenage Dream.
All right, let's go Teenage Dream. We're going to move to question number four. Queen Latifah is joining The Voice as a coach for its 30th season this fall. She's going to join Kelly Clarkson, which we talked about before, Adam Levine, who I feel like is always there, and also country singer Riley Green on the panel. So that is a big deal. Now, Queen Latifah voices Ellie, who is a woolly mammoth from which film franchise slash series of movies?
Ice Age?
Nice job. I didn't even need a timer for that. Question number five. So Tiffany Haddish, you have Hilary Duff, Alex Earle, and also Nicole Williams English. They are the cover stars of the 2026 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. That issue was released yesterday, and it is available now. Back to Nicole Williams English. She kind of, I don't know, really rose to fame, rose to prominence, starring in which reality show that aired on E!
Summer House.
All right, let's go with that. We're going to see how you did with those five questions. So grab Jen, answer those same five questions next. Let's continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui's back into the room. Gabby in Painesville answered five questions a minute ago, trying to win this game. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. How did Gabby do?
Gabby got three.
There you go.
Great job, Gabby.
Really good, absolutely.
All right.
You're very, very welcome. That was very well done.
What? They were tough.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I know. It's one of those where you kind of look back when you're writing and you're like, oh, maybe this isn't too... Oh.
I do that often.
I'm like, and then the questions come out of the mouth. Yeah, that happens sometimes. Oh, but she got three?
Yeah, three is really good.
That is good.
Three is very well done, Gabby. It's Jen's turn to answer those tough questions. We begin with question number one. Game five, round two for the Cavs. They play those Pistons tonight. This game is not here. It's in Detroit, and the seven-game series tied at two. Which other Cleveland team, this one in hockey, is also in the playoffs?
The Cleveland Monsters.
It is. Question number two. The World Cup is going to team up with Sesame Street characters integrated into Fox Sports World Cup programming. Special content is going to include the countdown with Count Von Count analyzing statistics from the tournament and also trash talk with which green Sesame Street character?
Oscar the Grouch.
It is. Question number three. By the way, when you're out of the studio, Stevie said she likes that branding better than the branding we talked about at 7:10.
The countdown, trash talk, they work well with the characters.
Oh, yeah.
They're
that
cute.
Is cute.
Better than Tim's idea.
That is much better.
Continue to vote. All right, question number three. Katy Perry playfully reacted to the news that her ex-boyfriend, Josh Groban, recently got engaged. She actually posted on TikTok featuring her 2011 hit, which she previously confirmed was inspired by the singer. My question to you, what is the name of that 2011 Katy Perry song?
The one that got away.
It is the one that got away. As we move to question number four, Queen Latifah is joining The Voice as a coach for the 30th season this fall. She's going to join Kelly Clarkson, which we talked about before. Also Adam Levine and country singer Riley Green on the panel. Queen Latifah voices Ellie, a woolly mammoth from which film franchise / series of movies?
Madagascar.
Ice Age.
Or Ice Age.
Question number five.
Comes down to this one, or we'll have a tiebreaker.
How fun, Stevie. Thank you.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. I hate the tiebreaker.
I do.
Thank you, Jen.
I really do.
Question number five. Tiffany Haddish, Hillary Duff, Alex Earl, Nicole Williams English. They're all cover stars of the 2026 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. The issue was released yesterday, and it is available now. Back to Nicole Williams English. She really rose to prominence starring in which reality show that aired on E?
Wags. Oh, my God. Wags.
It was.
Sorry.
It was Wags.
I only know that.
Nice job. I thought I was going to get you on that.
You thought you were going to get me. I only know it because yesterday I had to look up who she was. I wasn't sure.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And that's how it popped up, she was one of the wives and girlfriends. So.
I was not expecting that. I was all ready for a tiebreaker question there, Gabby. But what happened there, Stevie?
Gabby 3, Jen 4.
Gabby, man. I'm sorry. I just happened to see it yesterday. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's okay.
That was a good job.
You're really,
I really
mad.
Thought, no, I thought I got you. I was very proud of question 5. All right, Gabby, it's always good to hear from you. We appreciate you playing the game, but you know what you need to say.
My name is Gabby from Painesville, and I did not trump Tui.
This week, the tables have turned. Welcome to Trump Tui Redemption Week. Can Jen win back her pride? Or will a listener trump her again? Let's play Star 102.
It could be back to back losses at 8:35.
Of course you did that.
Amy's in Akron. She's won the game before. Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Welcome to Redemption Week.
Thanks.
Absolutely. We are excited for you to play this round of Trump 2. You have won the game before. You've been invited back for Redemption Week. Whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Amy.
All right.
Thank you.
Producer Stevie stays in studio with me. She'll be keeping track of the score. You know how the game works. We'll ask you these five questions. Timer's involved. You just give us the answer before you hear that buzzer. When you're done, we'll play a quick song to bring Jen back in to answer the same five questions and see if you can win again. All right, here we go. Question number one. So Netflix reportedly tried to recruit Paul McCartney for one of its celebrity roasts. Roast master Jeff Ross told Variety that Paul McCartney was a dream of his, though he did pass on the idea. Paul McCartney rose to fame as a member of which British rock band?
The Beatles.
Question number two. Action legends of the past and present will be meeting up for the upcoming holiday comedy, The Man with the Bag. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a star in the Prime Video film, and he will be playing, in which Arnold Schwarzenegger plays Saint Nick himself. Which two colors represent Christmas?
Red and green.
Question number three. Lady Gaga has announced that Apple Music Live Lady Gaga Mayhem Requiem will premiere on Apple Music Thursday night. The concert film will also get one night only screenings at 15 AMC theaters across the U.S. Which Lady Gaga song begins with the lyric, rah, rah, ah, ah, ah? Is that good?
I asked it just so to hear that.
Appreciate it.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. La, la. I can sing it in my head, but I don't know the name of it.
Especially with the timer, it doesn't make it easy. Yeah, no. Question number four. Let's go back to Amazon Prime Video. They are moving forward with a TV adaptation of Rebecca Yarros's best-selling fantasy novel, Fourth Wing. The series has no confirmed release date at this time. What kind of creatures bond with writers in the book?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, well, I'm just waiting for the buzzer. That's all right, in case you had a good guess. Question number five. Madonna will debut a 10-minute visual tied to the first six songs from Confessions 2 at the Tribeca Festival. It's happening on June 5th. The film includes tracks like I Feel So Free and also the collab Bring Your Love. Which pop star did Madonna collab with on that song, Bring Your Love?
Lady Gaga.
All right, let's go with Lady Gaga as the answer for question number five. So we're going to see how you did, and then Jen answers those same five questions next. Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites during Redemption Week. Jen Tui back into the studio. Amy in Akron answered five questions a minute ago. How'd she do?
Amy got two.
Two correct today.
Good job, Amy.
Absolutely.
I know the answer to the last one now.
Jen, we're going to need you to leave.
No.
Okay, fine.
Imagine. That's right. Imagine that's how it works.
She knows them now. Time to put the timer back up. Okay, all right. So two of the five we will ask Jen, obviously. All five questions begin with question number one. We're going to start with Netflix. Reportedly tried to recruit Paul McCartney for one of their celebrity roasts. Roast master Jeff Ross told Variety that getting Paul McCartney was a dream of his, although he did pass on the idea. Paul McCartney rose to fame as a member of which British rock band?
The Beatles.
Absolutely. Question number two, action legends of the past and also the present will be meeting up for the upcoming holiday comedy, The Man with the Bag. So you have Arnold Schwarzenegger as one of the stars in the Prime Video film where he will play Saint Nick himself. Which two colors represent Christmas?
Red and green?
Yeah, of course, red and green. Question number three, Lady Gaga has announced that Apple Music Live, Lady Gaga Mayhem Requiem, will premiere. I know it is. Will premiere on Apple Music on Thursday night. Also, the concert film will get a one-night-only screening at 15 AMC theaters across the country. No word if there'll be a matinee. Which Lady Gaga song begins with the lyric "rah rah"?
Bad Romance.
Nice job. It is Bad Romance.
I'm sorry. What was that lyric?
Rah,
what
rah,
was that?
Ah, ah, ah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I wrote that sorry question that just for you to read.
I really bet you did.
Well done.
Yeah, I deserve that. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Amy. I gave it my best.
You did good.
You did.
Question number four. Amazon Prime Video is moving forward with, I don't know if you know this, there's a TV adaptation of Rebecca Yarros' best-selling fantasy novel,
yes!
Fourth Wing. Series has no confirmed release date at this time, though. What kind of creatures bond with writers in the book?
Dragons. They're dragons, Tim. So good.
They are dragons. A little dragon love. Question number
nobody
five.
Nobody said that.
Oh, I thought you did. Mm-mm. I didn't. Okay.
Nope.
It's the riders on the dragons.
Yep.
They speak through their mind.
They do.
Question. You learned so much about this series.
Over this the last 3 days, I think, that I have. Question number five. Madonna will debut a 10-minute visual tied to the first six songs of Confessions 2. This is going to be happening at the Tribeca Festival, which is on June 5th. So the film includes tracks like I Feel So Free and also the collab Bring Your Love. Which pop star did Madonna collab with on that song, Bring Your Love?
Sabrina Carpenter.
It was Sabrina Carpenter. Oh, final totals.
You need to jump five.
All five?
Oh, my.
She got all five?
I'm sorry, Amy. Just one of those days.
Okay. She had to hear. Right. She had to lose 5-2. She had to hear me sing. She talked, her talking dragons.
That was a rough day for
Amy.
Amy
didn't deserve any of this.
I'll make them hard tomorrow for Jen.
No, don't do that.
Oh, I feel a Hannah Montana's question coming on. All right. Amy, you are the best. You are a winner. You have won before, which is why you were invited back for Redemption Week. But today, you know what you need to say.
I'm Amy from Akron, and I did not trump Tui.